Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, morning show. Welcome to the weekend. If you just joined us, weather issues. It seems like we've been in this pattern for quite a while. And if you just heard Ellen Gamble talk about Campbell's Run flooding, they had flash flooding issues due to heavy downpours. There's a possibility of more of the same. And we go to the National Weather Service, check in with meteorologist Colton Milcarrick. Colton, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Some people may say, boy, I didn't see any rain at all, or it came and it was pretty brief. But in the case right there in Robinson, not too far from where your offices are, those flash flooding issues.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, that's the way it's been and kind of the way that we're expecting it to go over the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, we're a week away from the big 3-day July 4th celebration. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's talk through why the heavy rains in some spots and not others.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, during these type of weather setups that we have specifically right now, we just get these thunderstorms to bubble up kind of wherever they want to go. So much like kind of predicting where the bubble is going to come up in the bottom of a pot of water, you might get some areas that get one, and contrarily, you might get some areas that don't. And kind of what we've seen over the last few days.
Yeah, and the you guys posted yesterday, after you hit 91 degrees, Pittsburgh International, it was the fifth straight day of 90 or better, which is the first time since 1994 we've had that kind of little heat wave in the month of June.
Yeah, and we do have one more day of that heat, it looks like, today as well.
All right, and then, I mean, it's not going to be much cooler over the weekend, but it does temper somewhat. So walk us through next week into the 4th of July.
Yeah, sure. So today, again, we're looking for kind of those continued heat concerns, mostly just cumulative heat. You know, we've been hot all week. Some places without AC might be seeing some internal temperatures in their houses go up. But at least for today, we got a forecast high right around 90. So we'll see if we continue that streak or not. Into the weekend, we have temperatures relaxing a little bit into Saturday, which I'm hard to believe that I'll say it, but you know, we might cool down to the mid-80s before we get back up close to 90 for Sunday and Monday, right? And then where you might feel it as the overnight low, Saturday night, we actually have a good shot at getting down into the mid-60s as well. In terms of rain chances and what we're expecting, if you liked or didn't like the last couple days, we're looking for pretty much the same. Again, if you get unlucky, you might be caught in a storm with flooding and severe wind potential. And like you said, some places may not see anything. But overall, this afternoon, the rain chances are going to be better to the east of Pittsburgh and including Pittsburgh, a little bit lower to the west. And looks like for tomorrow, we got a pretty uniform, right around 60% chance of rain, depending on where you are.
But for the 4th, it looks like more seasonal temperatures, even though there'll be a chance of showers, but it'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, certainly so. At least as we get into next Tuesday and Wednesday, we have some indication that maybe there's a weak cold front that comes through, taking us back down to normal, and you might feel a little bit drier and less muggy, too. So that is also some good news. That'll keep the heat indices a little bit lower during the day.
Colton, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
From the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, Colton Milcarrick.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.